guys. I know it's been a very long time, but this is What If Part 2 of What If Vegeta Never Came to Earth. So I'm just gonna continue it straight off the bat. None of that extra stuff. Okay, just go. Goten and Gohan. Goten, Gohan, Goku, and Krillin are all now training until a time machine appears from the sky, out of nowhere. Everyone tries to figure out, wait. I messed up. Gohan died in the Frieza saga. All right. Goku and Piccolo are training until they find a few Dragon Balls. They decide to get them all and wish back Goten and Gohan. As they get wished back, they are way stronger. Way more strength than before. Higher abilities, now both of their powers are equivalent to 5,000. Well, Gohan 10,000, Goten 5,000. So Goku is very surprised off of the strength that they have and all the abilities they have now. But he doesn't really come to think of it. So, just then, a time machine appears from the ground and a smoke screen appears. A standing figure comes out of the area, and it's Trunks, huge Trunks. But this time, with a Gohan. Future Trunks stands there, looking for an enemy, but doesn't find one. So he explains the whole spiel to Goku, and then Goku says, oh, well, Yamcha and Bulma already had a kid named Trunks. And Trunks is genuinely surprised because he's from the Vegeta saga. No such thing as the Vegeta saga. Anyways, Trunks is from a specific saga. This is the Android saga, or the Destroyed Future saga. Not Goku Black, but just Destroyed Future. But this time, because Vegeta didn't come, I'm gonna say Gohan and Trunks both appear. Gohan has his actual arm. Well, he doesn't have an actual arm. He has a cyborg arm on his arm where he had it cut off. And he walks to Goku, Goten, Gohan, and Piccolo. So does Trunks. And they explain to him everything and hand Goku some heart medicine. Goku proceeds to eat the heart medicine without even thinking, and Goku feels fine. A few seconds later, Goku screams to the ground in a sounding manner like this. Gah! Not like he was growling or getting ready to say grr, like he was just punched in the stomach. He took two pieces of the heart medicine instead of one. Goku realizes his mistake and tries to just sit there and relax for a bit. Goku then gains the strength to get up, and he feels a bit normal now. And Gohan and Trunks are very surprised, and they just go with it. Now, they warn them that in a couple of months, the android will appear. So Goku, Gohan, and Goten all talk about the hyperbolic time chamber. They go there and they train. Gohan and Goten train for a whole year. They train, they master Super Saiyan, and they're very close to getting to the stage of Super Saiyan Grade 2. Goku has mastered Super Saiyan Grade 2 and is now going on to Super Saiyan Grade 3. Piccolo, he's trained and obtained the Golden Eye Namekian God. if you don't know what that is, that's basically non-canon Namekian Super Saiyan. And I know your eyes aren't yellow when you go Super Saiyan, but I mean, just deal with it, okay? Now, Trunks tries to go Super Saiyan, but he doesn't. And realizes that he can't, but he wants to very badly. So Goten and Gohan decide to do the nicest thing ever and teach Trunks Kaioken. But this is when they come out, because they're still in there. Goten and Trunks are fighting inside the hyperbolic time chamber, duking it out. And with all the potential, they go Super Saiyan Grade 2 and do a huge blast collision, both of the both of the blasts colliding into each other and shaking angrily. This shakes everything, but in a matter of a few seconds, they stop with a very low energy. But at the same time, they're still Super Saiyan. Now, Gohan was smart, and he had the idea to train into his Super Saiyan forms to master them. But Goku thought that as well. So now, Goten and Gohan come out Super Saiyan. And Goku notices their power is way stronger in Super Saiyan than before. And then Goku realizes that they trained in their Super Saiyan form. And Goku uses that idea with Piccolo. Piccolo goes yellow-eyed Namekian God, and they all train in that form to keep it like as strong as their base. Now, it works successfully for all of them, but now Trunks tries to go Super Saiyan, and he fails. So Goten and Trunks teach him Kaioken. After he learns Kaioken, he starts abusing it. Not to the point where he like gets very weak, but he's like, he just says it at the wrong times. Like someone says something mean to him, Kaioken. Someone makes fun of him, Kaioken. Someone does literally anything to bother Trunks, Kaioken. He just abuses it. But then he realized that he shouldn't be abusing it. To try to maintain his Super Saiyan form. But everyone knows Trunks can't go Super Saiyan. And Trunks' power level is only at 1,200. He stopped training. And he only wanted to work on medicines with her mother, Bulma. Yamcha is training though, and now is stronger than Trunks. Yamcha tries to get Trunks into training again, but Trunks doesn't. His power level decreases and decreases by the minute. While Goten and Gohan are getting stronger and stronger. But now, the androids are near. The androids are now destroying a whole city currently. Goten, Gohan, Goku, and Piccolo all appear at the site. Then Krillin, a few minutes later, appears, and Yamcha. Tien and Chaozu as well. All of their powers exploding with a new aura. Goten and Gohan go for a Masenko attack. Both of them successfully hit Android 17 in his gut and send him flying. Now they look for anyone else and they realize that there's Android 19 and Android 20 just standing there. And Dr. Gero says, ha, I already let out Android 17 and 18 already. Get mad. 19 and 20 both go barging toward Goku. Sorry for my cough. Goku simply dodges. Now, Goku grabs Gero by his hand and flips him. And then kicks 19 right in the gut. And send both of them flying into a certain building. They crash into each other. They both try to do a blast on Goku, and Goku does the same Ultra Instinct movement he did on Kefla, where he rubbed the Kamehameha ball onto the blast, flipped over, and then blasted them. They both were gone, obliterated. Now, Android 17 and 18 were surprised by this power and expected no one could ever defeat them. Now Piccolo says, while taking off his weighted gi, "It's my turn, Goku. Let me handle them." Piccolo waits for them to attack. 17 and 18 start attacking him with a barrage of fists and kicks. Now, Piccolo simply dodges all of them. Then he puts a ki blast to 18's heart and a ki blast to 17's. He blasts 17, but the one for 18 clearly slows down. But that's because 18 cut his hand off. Now, Piccolo's kind of mad and regenerates it and gets ready to attack. But Krillin stops him. Piccolo wonders, like, "Hey, why are you doing this? Are you a traitor or something?" But Krillin simply says, because he wants to kill him. Krillin prepares a Kamehameha. Now, Android 18 simply dodges it and now runs off because she doesn't want neither of them coming back to kill them. And she is wanting to release 16, but she doesn't know about him. So now, everybody is now worrying on the truth that Cell, he just appeared out of nowhere in his first form. Anybody could handle him except for Yamcha. Well, now, except for Trunks, because Trunks is very weak in this. Now, if you do like Trunks, I'm sorry, but Trunks is not the fanboy Trunks you all know of. No Super Saiyan rage for him, none of that. But Future Trunks, on the other hand, is pretty strong. He was forced to train because how the androids were. Now Trunks, the Future Trunks and Kid Trunks are both genuinely surprised. They just, out of nowhere, defeated the androids. Now Cell attacks. And he absorbs some of the life energy from Future Trunks and then some from Kid Trunks. Both of them are on the ground now. Future Trunks goes Kaioken times 20 and starts pounding on Cell. Goku, Goten, Gohan, and Piccolo, and Krillin, and Yamcha, and Tien, and Chiaotzu, they all start pounding on Cell. Then they all flip back and prepare a blast. Kamehame, Musen, basically all of it. They had a Kamehameha, a Musenko, a special beam cannon, a spirit ball, a tri-beam cannon, and the burning attack. They had all of that, and they managed to hit Cell. But they weren't strong enough. They needed help from Kid Trunks. Trunks knocks it all away and goes into his semi-perfect form. Now they really have a challenge, but can still handle him a bit. Goku is now beating Cell, but Cell's also beating him. It's similar to the perfect Cell fight. Except this time, Goku has the upper hand. He forms the Kamehameha and gets ready to blast Cell. Cell's like, "What do you think that's gonna do? Like, are you okay or something? Like, you're really about to blast that right in front of my face? Like, are you dumb or something? What is that gonna do?" Goku says, "Kamehame." Then instead of teleporting in front of him, he teleports behind him. And then he repeats his lines, but this time says, "True, Kamehameha." Everybody joins him in that simple blast. But first, Goku blasts Cell. And then Goten, Gohan, Tien, Chiaotzu, Krillin, and Yamcha, and Future Trunks, and Future Gohan. Yeah, I forgot Future Gohan before. Let's say that he didn't because he didn't help with the blast because one of the androids hit him, I guess. Ori was probably traumatized because when they cut his arm off, and he decided not to help. And that's it, I guess. But Gohan isn't such a chicken, so he helps with the blast now. But Kid Trunks is the only one that doesn't help. There's a tiny little speck of cell left. Only a little speck. And they all think they're finished and walk off, accidentally stepping on that speck of cell, destroying him for good. Now, Dr. Gero is pretty angry, except for the fact that he's dead, so he's angry, but in hell. Now, Android 18 comes back. In that whole kiss scene with Krillin, she does it again, because secretly, he told her to run off. And she did so. So now, they're pretty close. Years pass by, and now Goku isn't dead. He masters Super Saiyan 1, 2, and 3. Goten and Gohan both master Super Saiyan 2. Kid Trunks mastered Kaioken times 20. And future Trunks and future Gohan decided to stay for a bit. They mastered Super Saiyan and Super Saiyan 2. Well, Gohan did. Trunks only mastered Kaioken times 40. Goku also obtained the form Ultra Kaioken. That's when he goes Super Saiyan 2 and slams Kaioken on top of it. That increases his ki a lot. And he can do a lot of damage in that form. Not specifying how much right now because I'm lazy, but let's just say a lot. Now, everybody prepares for the world tournament that's coming up. They just found out. Goten and Gohan are both attending school now. But this time, Goten is only three grades below Gohan. Gohan still meets Videl, but Goten meets someone. Goten surprisingly meets someone. Now, Mr. Satan didn't have another child at that time, so it wasn't that girl from GT whose name I forgot. But the girl's name, I'm really thinking of a name right now. Like, why don't I have this stuff written down? I'm kind of mad about that fact. Like, I decide not to have any of this written down, even though I need it written down for, like, help with anything. But literally, it's kind of annoying because I've already thought of a name. I'm just kind of stalling. Anyways, her name's Sarah. That's it, just Sarah. Well, she has a last name, but, like, nobody says last names here, so just Sarah. Videl and Sarah are now having a double date. Videl's dating Gohan, and Goten's dating Sarah. Now, Videl and Gohan didn't really have to do all that crap. They just liked each other from the beginning, and they decided to date. At the world tournament, Videl and Spoffabush, that thing happens again. But this time, instead of Gohan going Super Saiyan 2, like he should've, he gets angry to the point where he goes Super Saiyan 3. He screams out a flaming aura, looks like a Super Saiyan 3, but his eyes didn't look like a normal Super Saiyan 3's. They were black. It was red marks on his forehead and on his cheeks. And his shirt was exploded off. Goten now destroys Spoffabush and his teammate. Now, Boo can't be revived. But bibbidi bobbidi boo, it's just Bobbidi. So. Bobbidi decides to use most of his ki to revive Boo. And that happens. Now, Beerus appears later on in the story. You thought so. Now, Goten and Gohan are now a bit far away from strength because Gohan's in his true Super Saiyan 3 form. And Goten is very angry, so he storms off and trains for a bit until he can obtain that form. It's not that long, it's only a couple of hours. And when he comes back, it's his turn to fight. So Goten does exactly that, owning his opponent. Now his opponent gets owned, but not so easily. We think he was owned, but he was another one of Babidi's servants needing power. And his servant, which we'll name Kane, tried to grab Goten. Goten dodges or skids past him in a quick manner, only to note that he was punched in the gut as soon as Goten got past. Now Goten wasn't surprised. He knew what was gonna go down. But as soon as that happened, he absorbed the ki from the gut and sent it to Babidi. And that was all Babidi needed to summon Boo. That'll be the end of this part. I'll be back again next time. See you guys later.